This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast. Broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. Certainly this program is listened to most by my brothers and sisters in the United States of America, and all those who listen to this program know that I am an American patriot. I want the best for my country. But I'm not an imperialist. I don't want to see an American empire. I do want to see America secure and the American people secure and happy and in a situation where they'll be able to preserve their culture and their heritage, their way of life, their traditions and their values. And even most importantly, their freedoms. The current war in Iraq and the current so-called war on terror is doing nothing but losing the freedoms, the hard-won freedoms of the American people. And certainly it is constituting a threat to all the people of the world in terms of the conduct of the United States, a nation that's now in the hands of these Jewish extremist neocons who have an agenda for the United States that fits their agenda. The agenda of Israel, and the agenda that they see in terms of globalism and in terms of Jewish domination. Again, that may sound very strange to people around the world to think that this small minority has any sort of ideas of world domination, but ladies and gentlemen, they do. The evidence is very clear on this. And we have in the United States, as I've said before, we've gone from a nation of freedom to a nation where we're coming more and more to resemble that of the Bolshevik regimes, the regime of Leon Trotsky, for instance, a.k.a. Bronstein of the Russian Revolution, the first head of the Red Army, who instigated so many of the terrible murders and tortures that went on in the early days of the Soviet Union. And I guess that's appropriate because the neocons themselves, the roots of the neocons, find themselves in the Trotskyite movement around the world and specifically in the United States of America. That's correct. That may sound very strange to many of you people listening, but Trotskyism is where it's coming from. And understanding that this is a Trotskyite movement, the neocon movement, with the trappings of conservatism, one may begin to understand how they are doing the same thing to civil liberty that the Bolsheviks did under Trotsky in the Soviet Union. The most shocking event that is on this vein was, of course, the recent law passed by the United States Congress, a law that's absolutely against every basic principle of the United States of America. James Madison put it very well when he said, "If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." Let's talk about some of the acts of the new law that's coming in. In the first place, habeas corpus, one of the most important rights of the American people, a right defined in the Constitution of the United States. That's going out the window because now detainees, simply under the will and the whim of the President of the United States, in fact, including and very possibly American citizens as well, could absolutely lose their basic right to challenge their imprisonment. They can be held in U.S. military prisons. And, of course, there's no real reason for this. These cases do not overwhelm any courts. It's not causing any backlog of cases. This law, habeas corpus, or the right of habeas corpus, give wrongly imprisoned people a chance to prove their innocence. Of course, by American law, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but that doesn't seem to work that way anymore. We're losing all the basic rights of the American people. So habeas corpus is going out of the way. The way this law defines enemy combatants, it's a very broad definition of illegal enemy combatant. In fact, the bill makes it so that it could even be a resident or perhaps even a citizen of the United States, as well as any foreign citizens living in their own countries, anywhere in the world, to summarily arrest and have indefinite detention with no hope of appeal for any of these people whom simply the President of the United States deems could be an enemy combatant. That's a broad power and certainly one worthy of a dictator, someone like a Saddam Hussein, but certainly not worthy of a person who is President of the United States of America, supposed to be a nation of laws and constitutional rights and liberty. The President of the United States could, you know, in fact has, under this law, the power to apply the label of enemy combatant to any person he would like to apply it to anywhere in the world. We've also in this country been operating under very good international regulations, probably the international regulations I most agree with, and that's the Geneva Conventions. The Geneva Conventions help make warfare somewhat civilized and really have been a tremendous break, to some extent anyway, on the atrocities that go along with war. At least nations are aware of the Geneva Conventions, and they're aware of the responsibility to treat civilians properly. And, well, this bill basically repudiates 50 years of international precedent by really giving George Bush the right to decide to have whatever abusive kind of interrogation methods he wants. And by the way, his decision can be, under this bill, be secret. So there's no requirement of the list of permissible interrogation techniques to be published. What it really amounts to, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing less than torture. Torture is now being permitted. Again, something far more reminiscent of Bolshevik Russia under Trotsky than the United States of America. The definition of torture is very narrow by this process, and it's really basically a rehash of the memos that the administration made after 9/11. Now, rape is basically defined in a way that covers only coerced activity and not other forms of non-consensual sex. Basically, the bill eliminates the idea of rape as torture. Now, that may sound pretty far out, ladies and gentlemen, even the New York Times. And isn't it amazing, too, how far we've gone is that conservatives have become like liberals used to be, and the liberals have become like, conservatives once were. Conservatives used to uphold the rule of law and constitutional liberties and rights and always stood as a bulwark against too much government. And liberals have always been for government intervening and government having more power. Well, here we have a government that's literally enabling and okaying rape of the people that they detain. The bill effectively, in fact, the New York Times, to quote it, the bill would effectively eliminate the idea of rape as torture. What kind of country would produce that, ladies and gentlemen? That's not the America of my forefathers. It's not the America that I grew up believing. It's not the America that I salute when I put my hand over the heart for the American flag. If the American flag represents the idea that our government can rape whomever they want, I mean, do physical, sexual rape of individuals, males or females, in pursuit of their policies, that's not the America I believe in and that I love. There's secret evidence allowed by this bill. America's standards of justice prohibit any sort of secret testimony. But let me tell you, this bill, again, allows secret testimony. The evidence is also allowed to have been coerced, in other words, from tortures. Coerced evidence is permissible now if a judge deems it is relevant or reliable. That's already a contradiction, in a sense. Coercion is defined as in a way that exempts anything done before the passage of the 2005 Detainee Treatment Act and anything else Mr. Bush chooses to do. And in some of these cases, I'm going to quote directly from the New York Times, and so I don't want to be a plagiarist in any way. So this is, a lot of these words are from the New York Times, and so this is not some minor source. I guess that's a leading paper in the United States. I certainly don't like the Times in many ways, but it's amazing even this paper that really endorsed the war, this paper that has been right on the front lines of so much of the neocon program, even they say this program, this bill that just passed the United States Congress allows torture, allows rape, and allows coerced evidence in a trial. You know, if the evidence were not allowed in the trial, then obviously that would be a very strong reason for government not to use rape and that kind of procedures against individuals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, these kinds of things are not just foreigners that they can be applied to, but ultimately to American citizens. We're in a very slippery slope. Now, the reason for the bill, and if you listen to the conservative Republicans about this, the need for this bill, is that they said we needed this bill to try these enemy combatants. That's their word for it. But again, that's one more big and rotten lie. Because the people who they caught in connection with 9/11, who they've been holding a long time, they could have tried them a long, long time ago. They did not need this legislation to bring them to American courts and try them. But you know why they don't try them, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? It's because it would be a little bit embarrassing for the United States of America for these men to be tried in American courts and then it to be released. It become discovered to the world when these people have a chance finally to speak to the world and they learn of the horrendous tortures and the horrendous procedures that were used against these men in Guantanamo and other places that they're being held around the world. And as I've said before, many of them have been held in the prisons of the former Soviet gulag. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have become the new Soviet. We are the new Bolsheviks. We are the new Trotskyites. And the old Trotskyites of the neocons have led us to the point where America is almost unrecognizable. Ladies and gentlemen, we as Americans who certainly believe in our liberty and freedom, who certainly believe in the principles, the very core principles this country was founded and built upon, we must begin to stand up and we must begin to act politically, socially, economically, and in every capacity now to defend our people in every respect. So, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being with me tonight, and we must continue this work, and this work is going out all over the world. I've got a number of major speaking engagements coming up very soon, and you're going to be reading and hearing a lot about it soon. I'm going to be in some of the hot spots of the world very soon. I can't tip off yet where I'm going to be, because we definitely want to make it a surprise in some of the areas of the world that I'll be going to. But some big things are on the frying pan and are ready to be put upon the fire. The truth is getting out there, and your efforts and your support make it possible for me to tell the truth and to work every day to express openly unto the world the things that you think in your own heart and your own mind, and for me to say out loud and to the world what you would like to say if you had the chance. Thanks so much for being with me. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.
This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.